This is Delia DeLeon. This is Matthew Price. And what we're going to do this evening is Delia's going to answer questions for about 45 minutes or so. Then we're going to break. We'll have some refreshments, and around 10 o'clock, everyone can clear out and get to sleep and get back to work tomorrow. I'd like to give a brief introduction of Delia for those who don't know much about her. Delia is a very special person. She was one of the original group of Westerners to meet Avatar Meir Baba in England in 1931. She was drawn to Baba through a letter that appeared in a publication called Everyman Magazine, which was edited by Charles Purdom, who subsequently became one of Baba's early biographers. The letter was from a man named Meredith Starr, whom Meredith had spent 6 months in 1928 in India with Meir Baba and had been sent back to set up a retreat, which was set up in East Chalicum in Devonshire in England, and this letter was referring to that retreat. And Delia will perhaps tell the story of some of her experiences at that retreat, some of the people who were there, and how that led to her meeting with Baba. In 1933, Meir Baba invited Delia, along with others, to come and live with him in India forever. Delia went, and about 3 weeks later, Baba sent her and went back. She also joined Baba in 1937 at the Nasik Ashram, was with Baba in India in 1948, in Myrtle Beach in 1952 and 1958, which was when she was last in Washington. And in 1962 at the East-West Gathering, she was also present in January of 1969, around February of 1969, at Meir Baba's entombment. She's the godmother of Great Britain. She has become a movie star in recent years and a very glamorous personality in the rock and roll world, and maybe she'll tell us something about that too. Delia.
Well, I would first of all like to say I'm very pleased to be here tonight and to meet the Washington group and to renew my acquaintanceship with the Muirs, whom I met several times in the past. We have been to Myrtle Beach for 2.5 weeks, and there I was very stimulated and inspired by the wonderful group of young people we met there. And it was really, the dynamic energy there is something extraordinary. I also, of course, went specially to be with my old friends, Kitty and Margaret, Elizabeth. And the place is just permeated with personality. And it rushes off on everybody who goes there. It's really, as Baba said, love begets love, and it transforms everyone who comes in contact with it. Something happens to you there. Well, now, perhaps you'd start me off by asking a question.
Could you tell us about Meredith Starr and East Chalicum and how you found out about Baba? I'd like to say I wanted to ask that question first, but any questions, we don't have to take this chronologically. Anything that pops up is fair game.
Well, if that would interest them. Well, I must explain that like most of those of us who came to Baba in the early days, I had come to a crisis in my life. I had been desperately seeking for some. We're finding out about God, and I tackled all the saints and isms, and I hadn't found an answer. And I was at that time running a little experimental theatre at the foot of Kew Bridge with my brother. And when this crisis came, I came across this little cutting that I cut out from the Everyman magazine, and something said to me, you must go there. And I wrote to Mary the Strummer. And I went there and I stayed 3 weeks. Actually, the first person I saw was Margaret. I liked the place very much. Some people didn't. It was an old farmhouse, converted, and it was very austere. It was strictly vegetarian. We meditated 4 hours every day, and we had to do tasks in the house, chop wood and other things, helping. While I was there, a cable came from Barber saying he was coming to the West. I couldn't stay to meet him there, so I returned to London, and an appointment was made for me to meet him when he came to Kitty Davis' house. Actually, Barber had said he was going to stay a year at East Chalicombe, but already he gave us all a taste of his, the way he stirred up people, the way he changed his plan. So instead of staying there a year, he stayed there 10 days, then he came to London. Now, I had a message from Margaret saying, Barber wants to go to the theatre, and I've taken a box for him at the Coliseum for a show called White Horse Inn. And we told him we have a surprise for him, and you are to be the surprise. But I was told I must not. When I saw them pass, I mustn't go up and speak to Barber. I must wait till I was called for and introduced to Barber. So I saw them go by, and then I was taken into this box. And by that time, Barber had taken off a hat they had put on him in his coat, and his hair was just flowing, and he looked really radiantly beautiful. And I sat by him. And I can only say I wasn't conscious of the play at all. I just heard Barber chuckling because he lacked comedy men. And it was a very charming musical show. And at the end of it, I said, Barber, I must see you again. And then I saw him every day at Kitty Davis' house until he left for America. Does that answer what you wanted to know?
Sure. I would like to hear a little bit more about some of the people, the circle of people who were at East Chalicombe with you, and
yes,
some of the stories there.
During that week, Kitty Davis and her brother Herbert had been down to East Chalicombe in the spring. So they didn't come again in the summer. But Mr. Purden came down while I was there. Kim, who was also one of the early group, Margaret was there, and a whole lot of others. And those were the chief ones there.
So everybody...
Really, all of us who were destined to meet Barber at that time were drawn to this place by completely different circumstances. And Barber had said to Margaret, actually, that it was your love that drew me. He meant that our searching and our love and the love that Meredith had put into this place had brought him to England. And it was in England that he gave his first message to the West, to the Paramount newsreel. And this... Charles Purden reads this message. It was taken at the back of Kitty Davis' house, and Barber points on this alphabet board, and he gives this wonderful message. And I think if you haven't got that film, you really ought to make an effort to try and get it, because I think from the historic point of view, it's very valuable. You see Barber as he looked in those early days.
He said that you heard Barber chuckling.
Chuckled, yes. In those early days, he used to say, like that, and he used to chuckle.
And then
later on, when he threw away the album board, he went into deeper and deeper silence.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And then you just made sign. Bob had a terrific sense of humor.
I've seen a picture of Baba sitting, I think it's you, in St. Mark's Square with all the pigeons.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell about the travels with Baba in Europe? And I heard that he
yes.
said that spot was very significant. Also.
Yes. This was after the first Italian holiday, in which we had a villa facing the sea. And it was during that period that Baba broke it and went to Assisi. And during the holiday, he used to come every morning with us and sit on the rocks while some of them went swimming. And we did excursions, all kinds of excursions with Barber. And on one of those excursions, he gave us wine. On a few times, Barber gave wine, and which is very significant when a master gives you wine. And I'd only had it in Europe. I never had wine in England, or America, or India, but in Europe he gave us one. And then we went to Venice with him for 2 days, and we had those photographs taken, each of us and then a group thing. And he started already from that period training us in obedience. And he said that he wanted us to be with him, that he was soon going, but already some went to look at shops, and then Baba just said, all right, and he came back and left them. And Margaret and I happened to be with him, and he said, the West want me at their feet, but the East sit at my feet. He said, no one in the West would, in the East, I mean, would think of leaving the Master for 1 minute.
He also said something, sorry, just to finish up that question, what? About St. Mark's Venice, didn't he?
Just had read something that Baba said that spot was very...
Yes. Well, you know, all this comes in the film. You see St. Mark's, and Baba made us bring out a pencil and paper. And first of all, he told us that on that spot, Jesus and two of his disciples sat before the crucifixion. They were in Venice with Jesus and two of the apostles, actually. And he made us walk round St. Mark's with a pencil and paper and count. He pointed out the big different pillars of the circles. And he said that that was an exact plan of the circle of the avatar, the inner circle and the outer circle.
I knew there was something.
Baba was always very happy literally.